Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hitcase. The iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro were just released last week, but analysts are already turning their attention to the 2020 iPhones. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports today that the 2020 iPhone lineup will be significantly redesigned in a way that is a big departure from the current iPhone 11. Kuo says that the new design will be reminiscent of the iPhone 4's industrial design, which is boxier than the current curved edges of the iPhone 11. The iPhone 11 Pro design blends the glass with the stainless steel edges in a continuous curve, but the iPhone 4 was more like metal between two separate pieces of glass. In the report, Kuo implies that the design might still be slightly curved, but it's not immediately clear how Apple would combine a curved glass screen with straight edges. Apple reintroduced the boxy hardware design with the 2018 iPad Pro, so it makes some sense for that same industrial design to also come to the iPhone. The redesigned iPhones are expected to debut in the fall of 2020 and feature 5.4-inch, 6.1-inch, and 6.7-inch displays. The entire lineup is also expected to feature OLED screens, which is a departure from the two OLED and one LCD iPhone lineup we see in the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. Furthermore, Kuo has also suggested that the 2020 iPhones will support 5G connectivity using Qualcomm modems and pack new augmented reality features. In other news, there's a new camera feature on the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro called Quick Take that lets you easily capture video without switching between modes. Simply hold down the shutter button or volume button while using the photo mode of the camera app, and it will automatically start to capture video until you release the button. Quick Take is extremely convenient and will likely encourage people to take a lot more video when shooting photos. It also has a cool new trick for handling audio playback while recording footage. Before now, iPhone has always paused audio playback, including music and podcasts, when using the video mode of the camera app on iOS. The decision makes sense if you don't want speakerphone quality audio captured in your video, but sometimes the sound also helps set the scene. With the new Quick Take interface, however, music continues to play during video capture. This effectively gives users two options for how to treat audio playback when recording video. You can either use the video section if you want to pause the audio playback, or use the Quick Take camera in the photo section if you want the audio to also be captured in the video. You can read more about this new feature at the link in the show notes below. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Hitcase, the company that designs and manufactures impressively protective cases and accessories for iPhone lovers. That includes the company's popular lens kit and the Hitcase Pro 2.0, an upgraded version of its best-selling waterproof case. Even tougher and better than before, the Hitcase Pro is framed by a single piece of machined aluminum melded with a high-strength polycarbonate panel, all enclosed by a tight, easy-in and easy-out custom TPU seal. Waterproof up to 33 feet, drop-proof to 16 feet, and with threaded lens attachments, the Hitcase Pro 2.0 is a true one-stop shop iPhone case that's as beautiful as it is protective. Use code HELLOHITCASE20 for 20% off your order site-wide at hitcase.com. That's HITCASE.com. Even though Apple just released iOS 13.1 as a bug fix update for iOS 13, the company has now shared another bug that it will fix with another upcoming software update. Apple says that an issue in iOS means third-party keyboards may have full access to what users are typing, even if they have denied that app's permission. Apple shared the third-party keyboard warning in a support document, and this bug comes following the introduction of a new QuickType keyboard option in iOS 13 that's not affected. Third-party keyboard extensions in iOS can be designed to run entirely standalone, without access to external services, or they can request full access to provide additional features through network access. The new bug in iOS and iPadOS can result in keyboard extensions being granted full access even if you haven't approved that specific application. To see which third-party keyboards you have installed on your iOS device, head to Settings, then General, and look for the Keyboard menu, and then you can edit and remove keyboards from there. There's no timetable on when Apple might release the next version of iOS, Following yesterday's release of iOS 13.1, Apple is not currently beta testing any new versions of iOS with developers or public beta users. This could change soon, however, with the potential beta testing of iOS 13.2 or the public release of something like iOS 13.1.1. Last but not least, Nintendo has released Mario Kart Tour for iOS and Android today. The app was originally supposed to be released back in March, but it was delayed until now, so this release has been a long time coming for Mario Kart fans. Mario Kart Tour is free to try, much like Super Mario Run, but you'll need in-app purchases to unlock certain features and characters, while there are also subscription options as well. In-app purchases for Mario Kart Tour range from $2 all the way up to $70. At launch, Mario Kart Tour for iOS is optimized for both iPhone and iPad. An Apple TV version would certainly be nice to have, but there's no precedent for that actually happening from Nintendo's side. Nintendo also says that multiplayer support is coming in the future. You can download Mario Kart Tour for iPhone and iPad from the App Store now. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Watch Time podcast with Zach Hall and special guest Federico Vitici. Meanwhile, we've also got a new video from Jeff Benjamin diving deep into all of the new features in iPadOS 13.1. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.